Wave Sound Audiobooks present The Safest Place in London by Maggie Joel, narrated by Helen Lloyd. Part 1. Underground. Chapter 1. Odessa Street was situated just north of Bethnal Green Road in London's East End, part of the sprawling warren of terraces put up in a great hurry during the late Victorian period, when the easternmost reaches of the city were full to bursting and needed somewhere to overflow. It was bordered at one end by the red brick arches of the bridge that had once carried a branch line of the Great Eastern Railway, long since decommissioned and fallen into disrepair, and at its other by the Hero of Trafalgar public house, which had had no beer to serve since 1942, and had closed its doors, seemingly for good, a year later, and now stood abandoned and boarded up, a magnet for looters, deserters, and local children. The north side of the street was overshadowed by warehouses, repositories in a previous century for the bolts of woven cloth and French-polished cabinets bound for the West End, but more recently used as a temporary mortuary when the hospital was unable to cope. The occupants of Odessa Street came and went, sometimes in the dead of night when rent was owing, their numbers varying as births and deaths, new arrivals and hasty departures dictated. Number 42, located halfway along its length, was connected to the identical row of houses on the other side of the street by the lines of washing that permanently criss-crossed the slender space between, and from which grey and never quite dry washing hung. It was, like its neighbours, a simply constructed dwelling consisting of two rooms up and down, with a privy in a tiny bricked yard outside, and at some point a scullery had been added at the rear. Two families currently resided at number 42, the Rosenthals, who lived upstairs, and the Levins, who lived downstairs. There had been menfolk in Odessa Street at one time, but at this present moment, January of 1944, the men were, for the most part, absent, Lenny Rosenthal being in Burma fighting the Japanese, and Joe Levin having recently returned to convoy duty in the North Atlantic, courtesy of His Majesty's Royal Navy, and so the women and children were left to cope as best they could. On this particular day, a Saturday evening at a little after 6 o'clock, the wireless set at number 42 erupted with static.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?